Pro Jive. I'm from PodsAccurate.com.
Oh, my name is Ben Caton. I'm from the NeoGAF forums.
Hi, my name is Rodney. I'm from the XBL10KClub.com.
My name is Paul. I'm from TyTheLeader.com.
Paris Lilly from Uncle Gamer Radio.
My name is JVB, PodTacular.com.
My name is Miles. I'm from Grunts R Us.
Nick Paleo from Evil Avatar.
Megan Perry from Gamer Chicks.
Oh, okay, so this is Tony Hines. And Tony, you have accumulated a room of very, very happy people. Explain to us what's going on and what you've done here.
Well, right now it's September 24th, day before Halo 3 launches. So we've invited 17 of the most excited Halo 3 fans that we have out there from various fan sites to come in and play a full day of Halo 3.
And how did you find these guys? Because, I mean, there's so many Halo fans out there.
A lot of the popular websites, we have representatives from sites like Podtacular, yeah. Tide the Leader, Grunts R Us, all here today, community influencers in the forums, MVPs, yeah. that are here to try out the game. So it's really the community that kind of calls these people out and tells us, you know, awesome. Who we should be recognizing.
So you guys are really out there watching, paying attention, like asking for contributions, caring about opinions. This is why you should all post and blog and really be passionate about your gaming, because it pays off, right?
It does. It does.
And then you're going to take them to the event tonight.
Yes, yes. We're all going to hop on a bus here in a little bit and go over to Best Buy here in Bellevue, Washington, and party.
Awesome. Well, keep it up. You guys are awesome. Xbox community. I'm going to go talk to some of the people.
My name is Jose Adrovet, and the gamers out there know me as Guije, and I'm with thegamerspub.com.
Well, what's going on here?
Well, right now, Microsoft has set us up big time. They invite us to a special community event where we get to play Halo 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Halo 3, right?
Now, let's preface that with saying it's not out yet.
No, it is not out yet. So yes. we're kind of getting a little bit of a sneak peek. The guys are showing us, you know, we're going through everything. All the different multiplayer variants. We got to do a campaign, an online co-op campaign. It's been awesome.
It's Halo, Halo, Halo.
George Walker. I'm from Utah, and I write for Aeropause.com. I'm a blogger. We're just a bunch of writers that like video games a lot, so we just post our opinions and have a lot of fun. It basically all started with an email from Microsoft saying, hey, do you want to come up and spend a day playing Halo 3 the day before it comes out? And naturally I said, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then how did Microsoft find you? How did this come about that you got to be here today with one of the elite few?
I really don't know. We post a lot. We get on Dig a lot and like some of the bigger sites. So we get a lot of traffic. And Microsoft just has always been great to us. They've always... Always, out of all the types of companies that we work with, you know, trying to be a community site and really small, Microsoft has always been there to lend a helping hand. So even in this case, we didn't ask for it. Just a mysterious email appears one day in your inbox.
So you get this email, are you like, get out of here?
I didn't.
No way. There.
Yeah. I thought it was fake for almost a good week until I finally got a response back from Chris.
My name is Bobby Blackwolf. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
And how did you end up at here? Home base, Millennium Headquarters, Microsoft Campus.
For some reason, Microsoft thought that they should invite me up here to come take part in some Halo 3 action on the day before most people got to play Halo 3. And, you know, I may not be that big of a shooter fan, but I still respect Halo. I still enjoy playing Halo, and I wasn't going to miss this for the world.
So how did Microsoft contact you? How did you, Mr. Tall, get chosen to be a part of this day?
I run probably the biggest Halo fan site on the web.
Okay. And you want to throw out that URL again?
Halo.bungie.org.
Wow. Now, are you an employee of Bungie, or are you just a fan?
Just a fan.
My name is David Dreger, Gamertag Knuckles Dawson, and I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hey, and why? What's up with the Gamertag and the shirt? Because obviously you're very proud of it. He's made a shirt.
Well, actually, this is made by Microsoft for me.
Get out.
Yeah, this is a one of a kind. I'll show you back, too.
Oh, please. It says, I'm the ultimate Xbox Live achievement whore.
The thing is that I am currently the world record holder and currently setting the world record for most consecutive days unlocking an achievement. Every day since launch, even today, I just got some in Halo 3 in Tony's office.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's your gamer score?
49,105.
What are your thoughts on the game?
I enjoy it. One of the things that always turns me off about shooters is the fact that I suck at them.
Yeah, so, me too.
And people like to reiterate this in speech, but with a great group of friends, like the people here and the people like on my friends list and stuff, it's still an enjoyable experience even when I do have zero kills.
The thing about Halo is like you don't want to really preemptively get super excited, you know, because then it's like that disappointment factor, but they did not fail. They home run once again.
the big draw for a lot of people, though, is the multiplayer, and that's mostly what we've been doing today, and that's fantastic. We've been doing, you know, 8-on-8, you know, this room against another room, and it's been a lot of fun.
The game is all that.
If you had one thing to say to Microsoft and or Bungie about today and your overall Halo experience, what would that be?
Thank you, Bungie, for giving us a great story and a great game. Awesome.
Bungie, Microsoft, thank you very much once again for creating and publishing it, a wonderful piece of gaming history that millions and millions of people love. And I, you know, hope this isn't the last.
You guys finally made the best Halo game there could be.
Halo 3 is the best thing you guys have done since Halo 1.
Everyone skips over that Halo 2.
That was a good game. I played some games, so can't say anything bad about that either.
Yeah, this is one of the best freaking franchises of the Halo that Bungie's made this out of Marathon. It's beautiful.
Thank you for involving the community in all of this stuff. You guys have made a great product here, a great game, and the fact that you're actually welcoming community members into your home for a day, that's amazing. And, you know, I hope you guys make a lot of other games and invite me to the next one.
It's a piece of history as far as gamers are concerned. Just excited to be a part of it.
The community lives on long after the game is released. You know, the Marathon community is still building new stuff, and it's 12 years later. So I don't think it's the end.